Good morning. It's going to be another busy day on Capitol Hill as President Obama heads to the Hill to make his case to Senate and House Republicans for his $825 billion stimulus plan. Vice President Joe Biden will also be on hand in another corner of the Capitol to swear in New York's newest senator, Kirsten Gillibrand. We're joined by Todd Zwillick, our man in Washington, and a reporter for Capitol News Connection for the latest. Good morning, Todd.
Hi. Good morning, Adore. You understated it. You said busy. It's extremely busy
and
today on Capitol Hill.
The president is going to be meeting with House and Senate Republicans today, but isn't he really more focused on the Senate?
Well, he probably is a little bit more focused on the Senate because that's where Republicans really have the power to slow this bill down, or if they stick together completely, every single vote stick together, to kill it. I'm not saying they're going to kill it. Nobody's saying they want to kill it, but they have the power to kill it, which means he has to deal with them. However, as we've said before, the president has said over and over he wants a broad bipartisan vote on this bill so that if not everyone, a lot of people on Capitol Hill are bought in. He thinks the stimulus works best when everyone's bought in. And like he likes to say over and over, we're all in this together. And there's some sign of movement on this. Now, over the weekend, Adore, you remember Republican leaders were out on TV. John Boehner, the Republican leader, said, put me down in the no column unless this bill changes. John McCain said much the same thing on another television show, that he can't support the bill as it now is in the House. Of course, the Senate's going to do a different version. There's some evidence of movement, some reports late last night that the Democrats may be dropping a provision in this bill that Republicans really didn't like, and that gave states the discretion to use the extra Medicaid money that they're going to get for family planning programs.
And
you know, that's political, and you know why Republicans wouldn't like that. But they say also it's not stimulative. Drop it. There's evidence the Democrats may be willing to drop it, maybe bring some Republicans over for doing that.
And I think Senator Christopher Dodd would attribute any movement at all to President Obama. Yesterday, he laid out what he thought Obama could do to help ease some of those concerns of Republicans.
Well, look, I think most of them wanted to work on, they want to feel like they can be part of it. And that's very important. And the president, I think, has great skills in that regard. And I think he believes it. I got to know him pretty well over the last 2 years. And I don't think it's baloney. I don't think he's just blowing smoke.
And as you noted, there's been many Republicans, particularly in the Senate, who have been vocal about the stimulus package, about their concerns, particularly John McCain. How is the president specifically going to counter their concerns?
Well, it's unclear, and I would love to be, as we'd all love to be, in that lunch today. There are a couple of pivot points, it seems, where he can make some headway with them. Flexibility on taxes, certainly. Every time you raise, there's sort of a barometer that we think about in the Senate, especially, but in Congress, is a barometer as the amount of tax cuts goes up and the amount of spending in the bill goes down, more Republicans might come over. They want more tax cuts, less spending. So if you can calibrate that, you might get a couple more Republicans on your side. Also, the nature of the spending. Republicans have expressed skepticism that these huge amount of grants, up to $300 billion, going directly in aid to the states is not the best idea. I don't know if they want all of that authority being devolved to the governors to use according to state law or use how they see fit. Some Republicans, leader Mitch McConnell, has said he'd like to see that money loaned, not given. Now, that would be a revolutionary revamp to the bill. That's not going to happen. But tweaking how much money goes to the states in block grants, in checks, or how much of it, if any, has to be repaid might bring some Republicans over as well.
Well, hang on a minute here, Todd, because isn't there another kind of balance that has to happen? At a certain point, Republicans need to look like they're part of the solution. I mean, what other solution is out there?
Well, right now, none. You're right, Catherine. The president is the president, and the speaker is the speaker, and the majority leader is the majority leader, and that's all true. However, this is a very uncommon first 100 days. The last time a president inherited an economy like this, what are they saying? It was back in FDR. And the last time they passed a stimulus like this was never. Nobody's ever done this before.
But who wants to be left out of history?
Well, that's right. Nobody does, but nobody wants to be rolled over either. And the president does not have a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. He can't roll over them even if he wanted to. And he says he doesn't want to. And I think the president thinks that he has much longer, a much better investment in the Congress if he gets the most people possible on board the earliest. That, I think, he would consider a victory.
And to help him with that, he has his Vice President Joe Biden, who has a very special relationship with the Senate. And he's going to be swearing in Kirsten Gillibrand, the new senator from New York, today. Is this his first visit to Capitol Hill since becoming vice president?
Ooh, I believe it is. It's certainly his first public one. No one knows who comes and goes in the dead of night. But I,
Todd, get a hold of yourself here.
I believe it's the first public one, and it's going to be a veritable zoo in the Senate today. You're going to have the president and his formidable security detail with him in one room, and just steps away around the corner in another room in the Senate, Biden doing his senatorial as president of the Senate, his duties swearing in Kirsten Gillibrand for her first votes in the Senate with his detail. And, you know, I would not be surprised. No one has said this, but it would be no surprise if Biden then dropped in to help President Obama loosen up some of the Republicans. Biden has known many of these people for 20 and 30 years. He knows how to talk to them. He knows what their concerns are, ostensibly. So maybe some help out on the lobbying front as well. It might be a two on 39 basketball. 2-on-41, I guess.
Right. Hard to believe it would be an accident that they would both be on Capitol Hill on the very same day.
Well, they also say there are no accidents when it comes to presidential scheduling, so I'm sure you're right.
And let's talk about how Republicans are feeling about the fact that President Obama is coming to them.
Well, they say they're happy about it. You know, over the weekend, with all of the cold water that was being thrown on the stimulus, most of the criticism, at least from John Boehner and from other Republican leaders, were for their House Democratic counterparts. And that's nothing new. It's nothing surprising to hear them criticizing each other in the Congress. But they did say that they were gratified and encouraged by the amount of attention the president has been paying to them. So that's got to go somewhere with them. And also just the gesture of the president coming up to join the Republican lunch in the Senate, the weekly lunch. These lunches happen every week, but the president comes and attends them basically never. And a president of the other party attending one from the other party is a double never. It just doesn't happen that much. So I think they're gratified, and they're gratified in the House, too, that the president's taking the time and making the very public outreach on the television cameras, talking about it on the radio, the very public outreach to come and talk to them, to try to address their concerns. They want to see changes in the bill, a couple of lines of bill text, but that looks like it may be happening, and we'll see if some of them start to come over to the president's side on this.
Another issue that's popped up that's been talked about for decades is Washington, D.C. getting the vote. How has this popped up now, and how serious are the supporters?
Well, the supporters are extremely serious. This is the cause celeb in the District of Columbia. This is probably the number one political issue in the District of Columbia, which, interestingly, rarely reaches beyond the borders of the district, maybe into suburban Maryland and Virginia. D.C. has a delegate in the House of Representatives, Eleanor Holmes Norton. She does not have the right to vote on the floor. And this has been a thorn in the side of district residents and district politicians for 50 years or even longer. So there's a bill to change that, to change her status to full member of the House with a vote. And the brilliant part about this is that it's paired with another vote. The next state that's due to get a new House seat under the census is Utah. And what's the beauty of that? D.C. is a solid Democratic seat. There's 90% Democrats here. Utah is pretty darn solid Republican, isn't it? So you pair those two up, and the idea is everybody wins. So you've got conservative Republicans like Orrin Hatch, Senator, and Robert Bennett, Senator from Utah, who are both on board with this. Most of the Utah delegation is on board. Not all of them. There's a guy, Jason Chaffetz, who's not on board. He's a member from Utah. You might be talking to him later.
We are.
So this bill is... Yeah, this bill is coming up for a hearing today, and Eleanor Holmes Norton, the D.C. delegate, says she would like a very early vote on this. She's got broad Democratic majorities in the House and Senate this year and a Democratic president who's sympathetic, so they want to get this done. It's going to court. This is going to court.
Well, you sound wide awake and raring to go this morning, and you are saying that this is going to be a busy, busy day. Todd Zwillick, as always, thank you.
My pleasure.
Todd Zwillick, a reporter for Capital News Connection, reporting from Washington, giving us a glimpse of President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden's day.
He sounded a little too awake, okay? Can we just say that?
Yes.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.